This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. All G7 countries will contribute to a loan package worth some $50 billion to Ukraine, backed by proceeds from immobilized Russian assets, European Commissioner President Ursula von der Leyen said on Thursday.
It is a strong signal that we are sending to Ukraine that we will support Ukraine in its fight for freedom for as long as it takes. It is also a strong signal to Putin that Putin cannot outlast us.
Plans by the G7 to provide additional financial support for Ukraine show that wealthy industrial nations remain committed to the country more than 2 years after Russia's invasion. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected a bid by anti-abortion groups and doctors to restrict access to the abortion pill, handing a victory on Thursday to President Joe Biden's administration in its efforts to preserve broad access to the drug. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
It hands a victory to President Joe Biden's administration in its efforts to preserve broad access to the drug. And it marked defeat for the plaintiffs, who argued that the Food and Drug Administration acted contrary to its mandate to ensure medications are safe when it eased the restrictions on the drug. In a 9-0 decision authored by conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh, the court ruled that the plaintiffs behind the lawsuit lacked the necessary legal standing to pursue the case. A ruling in favor of the plaintiffs could have threatened the regulatory authority of the FDA over drug safety. The case represented another front in the intensifying battle over abortion rights in the United States.
Freddie Joyner for Reuters. A suspected attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels has seen missiles strike a ship in the Gulf of Aden and set it ablaze. The attack happened Thursday in the Gulf of Aden off Yemen. That's according to the British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center. The attack follows the Houthis launching a boat-borne